Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you, sir. Yes, we praise you and we worship you. We open our hearts and minds to you to receive revelation from heaven. And Father, we intercede today.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We intercede on the behalf of every person watching this broadcast,
yes, Lord.
Every person listening on the radio, every person in the sound of our voices. We intercede for them for the outpouring of the former and the latter rain,
yes,
and the signs and the wonders and the workings of miracles, and we receive it now. We take it now, and we give
Thank
you the
Jesus.
Praise and the honor and the glory for it. Manifest yourself among us, sir.
Yes,
oh, how we bless you and praise you. We worship you. And we thank you, and we give you all of the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, join with me today in welcoming Jesse to Plant Us to this
thank
broadcast.
Thank you, sir.
Jess, praise God.
Blessing of the Lord.
My goodness, we've had some interesting things happen here. We talked about angels. That wasn't planned. We had a whole other thing here to go into. And just as I opened my mouth, I just saw it in the
Amen.
Spirit, and it's just marvelous things.
Well, you opened up and let the Lord speak through you. You know, we prepare things, and naturally it's common sense, but you know, you always say that He's the Lord High Priest of this ministry, and I've heard you say that many times concerning your ministry. So whatever He wants is exactly what we do.
Oh, yeah, we're His to command.
Yes, sir.
We don't have any agenda.
No, I mean, and I love that about you, you know. I've had people say, you got to be kind of instant in season, out of season, Brother Copeland. I said, no, you're going to have to talk about someone else. You got to be instant in season, out of season with God.
Mm-hmm.
If God wants to move, why fight it? Just go with it.
Yeah, flow with it.
Yes, flow.
Yeah. And then yesterday.
Talking about that Birmingham, England meeting.
Yeah, man.
Kenneth, I think we'll talk a little bit more about that to see. There were people there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this was 1997. We found out that it was in 1997.
Yeah.
But you had come, you were prepared. Now, you prepare for all your meetings. But Brett Coleman was really prepared. All of us were ready. We knew, like, there was electricity in the air.
It was.
The best way.
It was explosive.
There was something there. It was like zzzz. And all we got, once that spark hit, and I mean, we seen people, and I talked to several people. I said, have you ever been in a service like this? No. Have you ever run around anything? No.
9,000 people.
I'm telling you, it was powerful. And I mean, God was moving. Now we all, and that was in our sessions too, all our speakers. You know, we had what we felt the Lord wanted us to preach, but we were so opened that to whatever He wanted, that was exactly what we do. That's why so many people were saved and healed, touched and blessed.
Yeah.
It broke such bondages of religiosity on people. They thought, you know what? I can go to church. I'm at my Father's house, and I can act like a child, not childish, childlike.
Mm-hmm.
So you could flow in that anointing. And I seen it happen. And I know every time you come prepared to preach.
Sure.
You're supposed to. That's your job. But that night, you couldn't get them words out.
No.
And you tried. I mean, I'm telling you.
I never got the verse fully read.
Mm-mm.
I just got the first word or two out when the first time I started mm-hmm. reading. And somebody just took off running. And man, it was on.
It was on.
And I told yesterday about that little woman a couple of rows back right in front of me. She just jumped up and spun like a top. Just a supernatural spin so fast.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Sat right back down.
Yes.
Well, after the service, found out she had cerebral palsy and she couldn't walk without assistance.
My Lord.
And I don't remember how old she was.
And you never laid hands on her.
No, I didn't even know there was anything wrong with
her. Right.
And I thought, isn't that amazing? That's supernatural. Is that fast she went? Well, come to find out later, I mean, she just walked out of there just straight as anybody else. And I noticed there was some commotion around her when they left, but I didn't find it out till after the service. But there would come a lull in it, and I'd stop. And when it would stop, and I'd start to read my verse again. I never got that verse all the way. And finally, like I said yesterday, I literally did this. I just leaned over on the podium. I said, "Sir, you started this. Just finish it."
That's
what happened.
That International Believers Convention was a Believers Convention of miracles, because two nights later, it was my time to preach. And when you turned the platform over to me, and we want to tell you a few stories today, we'll show you how, so you don't never get in this lull. You turned it over to me.
Now, the important thing about this, Jesse, I know in my spirit why God's doing this. This is back.
Yes.
This is back right now. And what we're needing to do, you heard me pray this prayer when we began, we need to become so aware that we're interceding all the time, and we're praying this former and latter rain down on us, on our churches. Mm-hmm. It's hit in EMIC, and on this ministry, and on your life, your ministry.
Amen.
Be aware of this all the time.
Yes.
Expecting all the time.
Expecting. That's what I'm saying. That's the right word. It's expectancy. Well, when you turn that service over to you, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Combe turned it over to me, and he walks back. Now, you know, normally you greet the people, you know. You can see it on there. You kind of halfway greeted. Holy Ghost is already in the place. I mean, it's happening. And all of a sudden, I see a man's chest with a scar on it that long. In the spirit. But I'm standing in front of all these people like I'm looking at you, Brother Combe, like that blue shirt. And I just spoke it out. I said, "The Lord, there's a man here. You're having heart trouble, and you got a major scar on your chest, and the Lord want to heal you." Well, he's a doctor. He walks out. If you remember, he comes out and stands up. Now, you had a gentleman that used to work for you in South Africa. I can't call his name.
Right. Garcia.
Yeah. So I walked down the steps, ladies and gentlemen. When I walked down the steps, that brother came with me. So he was standing as close as I am, actually a little closer than me and Brother Copeland are right now. And I have never done this in my life. I reached down and unbuttoned that man's shirt. I pulled his tie on the side. I unbuttoned that shirt, and there's this major scar. Now, and your South African director or what? Steve was standing there. And I said, and I put my hand like this, and I said, and I began to pray. Now, I wasn't praying for the scar. I was praying that his heart would be healed. I knew he'd had open heart, so you could see that. But I mean, you know, he was still having problems. But I pulled my hand back, and I said, and I pointed. And when I pointed, I looked. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe this or not, God is my witness. I stand on 10,000 stacks of Bible. The scar long disappeared. Steve looked. I went, "Did you see that?" Steve said, "Did I see that?" We went to screaming, me and Steve. That man literally lost it. And he was a medical doctor. I found out later. That was in that meeting. I mean, I get goosebumps when I'm thinking about that. It was one of the most amazing things. But what made it what it was, that you set from the very first service, you set that foundation on the Word of God. You set that foundation on this. What's going to happen here is what happened here. Mm-hmm. And when you set that up for people to receive the fullness, and all Scripture is given by inspiration to God. Man told me the other day, "So you think the Bible is inspired?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Why would you say that?" I said, "Because it inspires."
Mm-hmm.
It not only is it inspired, it inspires. I've never put the Scripture in my hand, even when I was convicted of something, that it didn't inspire me in any way, shape, or form. Inspire me to flow in that Word of God. Inspire me to move. And I've had God tell me this. I've studied all day, and the Lord said, "You will not preach tonight." And I said to myself, "Now, you know, you got to remember, He can read your thoughts to hear your thoughts." I said, "Well, what I studied all, what did I study all day for?" He said, "You needed it." I had to feed myself. And brother, when I hit that platform, Holy Ghost come down. He said, "This, I'm going to show up and show out." And I was just as amazed as anyone else to see how God would react and touch people and minister to people.
Jesse, there's something we need to talk about, because this is, like I said, this is going to begin happening. It's so exciting when the Spirit of God just takes a service like that. But if you go back to the great healing outpouring 1948-49, when Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, Jack Cole, A.A. Allen, and others, a lot of people, there was such an outpouring of miracles. Because the church was dead. It had come right out of World War II. And man, it spiritually, the nation was recovering and all those things. And God just, man, he just poured himself out. Here you got Billy Graham over here winning souls by the tens of thousands. Yes. And here you got Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin and these guys over here. They're winning souls by the tens of thousands. And all of these miracles are taking place over here. Mm-hmm. And you could just walk in one of those tents and love just fall out and be healed right in the, yes. right in the middle of it.
That's right.
Well, now, I spent some time with Kenneth Hagin Jr. just a few days ago, and we were discussing this. And of course, he wasn't like me. He and I are about the same age. He wasn't like me. He wasn't, and you. He wasn't out running the streets when he's right with his daddy right there in the ministry. Ken, the only time Ken Jr. wasn't in the ministry was the 3 years he spent in the Army. He spent his entire life in the ministry.
He's an eyewitness.
I told him, I said, you was the fly on the wall. He said, man, I was there. Now, he said the problem that happened, and he called one man's name, that the Lord sent Brother Hagin, Ken Jr.'s dad, to see him. And he said, now, if you don't stop this, you're going to be in really deep trouble. Mm-hmm. He said, you're yielding to the Holy Spirit one night, mm-hmm. and you're yielding to a familiar spirit, a demon, the next night.
Mm. Now, Brother Hagin Sr. said that?
Yeah, he's telling this man by the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. and he said, if you don't correct this, it's going to destroy your ministry and your life. Well, the man said, Brother Hagin, he said, I know it. But he said, they expect me to perform.
Oh, Lord, that's
well, now,
dangerous.
See, back then, they didn't have the knowledge of the Word that
right.
we've got today. Roberts and Kenneth Hagin and these men are the one that brought the foundation of the Word that we're standing on.
Right.
But he told him, he said, you need to learn to preach.
Glory to God.
He said, Ken told me, he said, some of these guys couldn't preach at all, wouldn't even try. They'd just go in and have these big services and...
Right,
and,
no word.
And he said, they'd yield to spirits. They didn't even know what they were doing, destroyed a lot of ministries.
Right.
Anyway, the reason I brought this up was to say this. Now, these are wonderful times when these kind of things mm-hmm. are being manifest. But you don't ever want to get away from the Word.
It's not a substitute, is it?
No. That's wonderful. And you got an outpouring going on here. And you may go a service or two where you this much outpouring like that one that night. I never did get preached
right.
at all.
That's right.
But that I'm not looking for that to happen every night. And there's going to be a time that I'm going to say, okay, now just sit down.
Sit down.
Right. Sit down. We're going to get in the Word of God. This comes from faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We can run the aisles and all of that, and people actually get healed. And then the meeting's over with, and 10 days later, they're right back like they were
right.
because they fall for symptoms.
Right.
The devil come in and start getting, mm-hmm. well, I don't feel like I did. Well, I don't look like I did. That don't mean nothing.
Right.
You have to fight the good fight of faith.
Sure.
But if they don't know that, then, right. and start saying, I guess I didn't get anything. Boom, boy, the devil will move in there. So that's what the teaching is about.
Yes.
That's why we're doing what we're doing
right.
here. So when this begins to happen in your church, pastors, and it will, it's going to happen. I mean, if you'll open your heart to it, it'll happen in your church.
Amen.
And there's going to be times you're just going to be, dear God, it just... And like they say, man, we hanging from the chandelier, brother. It's outstanding. But there's going to be a time you can say, okay, all right now, guys, just say, settle down here a minute. And it's going to come again.
Amen.
But we're going to do this thing according to the Word of God, and He has magnified His Word even above His name.
Well, if you notice your Bible, it records a lot of miracles, but it's recorded a lot more Word.
Oh, yeah.
You see, because the word is what creates that miracle.
Well, yeah, because he said he sent his word and it healed him.
That's right.
Now, if you were in the presence of that healing, it might have been just someone confessing the word. Right. Or like Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read that. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. My son, attend to my words. And see the words first place?
Yes, sir.
Attend, in other words.
Right.
You listen. Attend to this. Mm-hmm. This first. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those that find them, and health, or the Hebrew text says, medicine to all their flesh. Now, you can get healed just reading healing scriptures and reading the word and believing them and saying them and acting them. But now, someone can come into a meeting. He sent his word and it healed them. The manifestation of that healing word may come through you.
Right.
It may come through somebody sitting out there that's praying and interceding in the service, and you ought to be doing this. You ought to just go around and just sit down. No. You need to be sowing into that service. You need to be sitting there praying under your breath in the Spirit of God, interceding for the moving of the Spirit. I'm praying for these people, interceding for, pray ye for one another that ye may be healed.
That's right.
And so this is all going on. When actually, maybe it wasn't any word being preached, but this is a manifestation of His sent word that's taking place in that person.
It must be word-orientated.
Absolutely. It's got to be word-based all the time, Jesse.
And you got to have a scripture to back up what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said then the familiar spirits get involved, and that destroys the
church.
Now,
a familiar spirit, this is a way people that function in witchcraft and all that kind of stuff. And a familiar spirit can even sound like somebody's voice, and they think, well, you know, that's who that was. But a familiar spirit is one that will come in and imitate God.
Right.
And the people don't know the difference.
That's right.
But now, that spirit's familiar with you.
Right.
He's familiar. He's heard God's voice.
Sure.
He knows what all that is, and he'll imitate him.
That's right.
I had one try to get on me latter part of the second year that I was full-time minister. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was preaching there for, I was at Sheridan Assembly, and so... I had gone downtown to I don't even remember now why I was down there, I'd gone down there to do something between services, and I was headed back. And I was walking down the sidewalk there, headed in my car. And the word of the Lord came to me, and he was saying some things to me, you know, just in my spirit. I'm walking along there. And I'm actually praying in the Spirit of God. I didn't want to be down there because I'd rather be in my room praying, and so I was just praying in my spirit as I walked along there. And I heard the Lord say some things. I want you to do this, and this is going to happen, and so forth. You're talking about the meeting, and then he said something that I didn't know whether that's scriptural or not. I like the sound of it. It sounds big to me because it's in my favor.
Right.
But I just stopped right where I was and said, Lord, I don't know about that. I said, I'm just gonna let that stand still until later. I went and got the car and went on back to my room. Well, I prayed about it some, but after the meetings were over with and I got before the Lord, I said, now I want to know about it. When I got the room, I wrote it all down. I said, now I want to know about this. I know this is you and this is all, but now what about this right here? Where is that in the Word? He said, it's not.
Ooh.
I said, that wasn't you, was it? He said, no. That bothered me, man.
Yeah.
That I let that get through. He said, now, let me help you with this. And he let me hear it again. And it sounded just right. And then he said it. It's like having an impersonator, mm-hmm. and you say, that guy sounds just, he sounds just like Frank Sinatra. And then you hear Frank Sinatra sing with him at the same time. It don't sound
no,
nothing. But the mannerisms and all right. that, you know, is entertaining and all
right.
that. And the Lord pulled that curtain back a little bit. He let me hear that devil's voice. And then he spoke it, and I thought, you rat, you. You ain't getting in here again. But he twisted the word.
Yes, he did.
Now, if I hadn't caught that, mm-hmm. I was about to believe something that sounded really, really good to me.
Right.
Because it is something about me becoming very famous. And,
right.
And yeah, you know. But and I'm just 2 years old in the ministry here.
Right.
But I knew that wasn't right. I just knew there's something that stinks wrong. About that.
Yeah. And There's a test in that Bible that says, try ye the spirits.
That is it.
That word is going to prove it.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't know what it is, if somebody hadn't preached that to you.
He'll catch you at it.
All the time.
Well, you don't have to be a spiritual adult to move in the gifts of the Spirit.
That's right.
You can read 1st and 2nd Corinthians, find that out.
Right.
They were babies in the Lord, sure. but came behind the no good gift.
That's right.
But they yielded to the spirit of division
right.
and allowed that to get in the church.
Yes, indeed.
And we're out of time.
We're out of
time.
Just when it gets
We good. Did it again. Brother Jesse and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.